Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. We spent the whole first hour talking Clemson football. The wide receiver room rankings are coming your way today. We have NBA to talk about and so much more. I might get to edge room rankings tomorrow. We'll see. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialist here, trusted local expert in basement water proofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any over budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. They're the best. Trust me. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. You'll 100% thank me later. You know, Ramona, I'm driving towards Townville, headed towards 187 today, right? And I am at that light where I'm going to turn right on 187 to head towards, Pendleton and the eventually the radio station. And I am well back of the light, like, there are trucks and everything in front of me. I don't know. I don't know what vehicle I am. Like eight, maybe, right? I see this silver SUV. I don't know what it was. I see it like in my rearview mirror sort of speeding up, and it doesn't appear to be slowing down. And I'm like, I'm watching it because I'm trying to figure out whether this thing is going to plow into this whole line of vehicles from behind. It gets in the left lane, the lane that turns left, where there is no other vehicle, and the light is red, and it just sails right through everything. It goes in the left lane, it goes past the whole line of traffic and runs the red light going 70 miles an hour, maybe more, 80 miles an hour. I don't know. And it's not like some emergency, because there's no, there's no flashers, there's no horn beeping, there's no anything. This is just a world-class a-hole who is endangering people's lives.
That.
Yeah. So if that's you, you're a piece of crap, and go turn yourself in. But yeah,
it's a race track out there.
It is. Yeah,
I mean, you have to watch everybody.
It is. You have to watch absolutely everybody. You're 100% right. The Atlanta Braves last night beat the New York Mets, Marie, 5-0. Yeah, 5-0.
I don't know. Yay for the Braves,
yes.
And oh no for
yes,
the Mets.
Yes. 5-0.
What
well,
else do I
but
say?
Look, we knew the Braves were going to win yesterday because the Mets basically, and even the Braves announcers before the game were talking about, it's a little unusual the Mets would throw a slug like Blackburn against the Braves. I mean, the Mets started Marshall Blackburn as a starting pitcher against Chris Sale. They basically sacrificed the game. I mean, there's no other way around it. They had no intent of winning the game. That's the bottom line. And the Mets pitching right now, Sengel leads all of Major League Baseball in ERA, right? He's by far the major league leader in ERA at 1.47. And I think the loss of Senga, the way it happened, has temporarily shocked the Mets. I think that's why they got swept in the next series. Alonso, who's leading the major leagues in RBIs, does not have an RBI since his high toss to Senga caused Senga to injure his hamstring. He does not. He was visibly affected by what he did. He was devastated, and it's affected his play. There's no question. It's affected his play. Two brain cramps on the bases in game one of this series cost them. But I had no illusions about the Mets winning yesterday. And from a Braves standpoint, this is a good win. It's great to have Acuna back. He's a great player. Other players that didn't look great look better with Ronald Acuna around him. That is not a surprise. And we can stop with all this nonsense about trading Chris Sale now because Anthopoulos has now shut that down. And that was just not going to happen. I've said all along, the Braves think they are a contending team, and even if that's not this year, they think they have a chance to win a World Series next year, so they are not going to get rid of Chris Sale, who might be their most important property right now, at least along with Acuna. And in the year and over a third that he's been with the Braves, he's not really been injured. He's probably been the healthiest he's been. And he was a Cy Young winner last year. And other than the fact there's some other guys out there right now, he's pitching like a Cy Young winner now. And quite honestly, the Mets had no chance. I mean, the Mets didn't barrel up anything. The Mets, you know, the only chance the Mets would have had is if Senga was available to them and he shut out Atlanta. And we wound up with both of those guys being removed from the game because the Mets were not going to hit him. Last night, the Braves are going to win that game. I think that's why the Mets started Marshall Blackburn as a starting pitcher against Senga against Sale, because I think they did not expect to win that game. Again, with no Senga, with no McGill, with no Manaea, who they haven't had all year, the Mets are down three starting pitchers. But their starting pitching has been the ultimate strength of the team all year. But you know, again. Like I said, when I'm on my way out of here, the Braves announcers are basically saying, no, it's a little strange the Mets would throw a guy like, because the Braves, you know, maneuvered their pitching rotation to make sure that Sale pitched against the Mets. Now, some might say, well, the Mets were up 12 games coming in, so they don't have to do that. Well, that might be true, but it's still a division rival at a place that's been a house of horrors for you and that type of thing. But I think the Mets basically had no choice right now, given the two injuries to their starting pitching staff, three really, but the two injuries to their starting pitching staff, they just don't have that luxury right now. So I think they basically said, well, we're not beating Sale anyway, so let's throw Marshall Blackburn out there. And I'm just going to keep calling him Marshall Blackburn because that's how he pitched to me. He's a batting practice pitcher, and the Mets threw a batting practice pitcher against the Atlanta Braves. I don't like that. From a Mets standpoint, I don't want to see Marsha Blackburn pitch anymore. I'm not interested in her. I don't want to see her pitch anymore. She should go away.
Why are you doing that?
Because isn't that somebody's name? Isn't there some Hollywood actress who's like Marsha Blackburn? I don't know.
Marsha Blackburn?
Well, I changed his name to Marsha.
Okay.
Yeah, after watching the first inning last night. Jeez. After watching the first pitch, the first pitch he threw, Ramona, was hit over the center field wall. The very first pitch, not the third pitch, the friggin' first pitch was hit over the center field wall. So, look, I think the Braves have some positive mojo going from their standpoint. You can forget the sell-off stuff. Like I've told you all along, that's not happening. This is a team that's going to be a legit contender to win the World Series next year. They're not selling pieces. They're just not. They're coming back. They're going to come back at full strength, and they're going to plan on kicking A. That's what their plan is. So that's what I would expect them to do. That would be the Atlanta Braves plan. I've been saying this, and now you have some confirmation that that's the case. The Braves are not going to be sellers. The Braves, if anything, are going to be buyers, and not just with the mind's eye on still competing this year, which they should, because there's still two-thirds of a season left, and you're healthier than you've been. And you're playing better than you've been, but with a mind's eye on next year as, again, one of the preseason favorites to win the World Series, because I think that's what the Braves are going to be. And from a Mets standpoint, you know, they, listen, Philadelphia has stacked their rotation. The Phillies have stacked their rotation now against the Mets too. So, and the Mets are going to be playing nothing but the Phillies and the Braves. And they're going to do it down two starters because I don't know when Senga and McGill are back. So they don't have any of that luxury. So they're hitting a rough patch and they're not playing well since the Senga injury. So, you know, who knows what happens the next couple weeks? Who knows? The one thing I will say is the Mets own the Phillies. So there is that. The Mets.
Marcia Blackburn is a senator.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Marcia Blackburn is a senator.
Yeah. Of Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right. Marcia Blackburn is a senator from Tennessee. Yeah.
She was pitched.
But I don't know why. I was thinking there was also a Hollywood actress. Oh, well, you can't say actress now. They're all actors now. Hollywood actor, Marcia. I thought there was. Maybe it's Marcia something else. I don't know. I don't know any Hollywood actors or actresses or whatever you want to call them.
She came up first.
Okay.
And I don't see anybody
else.
No,
I know. I know her. Yes. Yeah. Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. Hey, Ramona, this is Walt's time in Northern Tennessee, of course, coming through because Marcia Blackburn is the senator from Tennessee.
Yeah, we know.
Hey, you know, it might not be a bad time. You're talking about some of the, like, baseball players with some psychological after effects. I'm thinking about opening a practice out in Arkansas after last night, after witnessing I mean, what an amazing secret. I still am in disbelief, and I'm hardly a baseball super fan or, you know, knowledgeable like that. But, I mean, the fact that that guy, the shortstop, doesn't immediately go for the game-ending double play. I mean, when they showed the angle of the first base runner, I mean, the guy at home, you know, the hitter, and it's like, I mean, Walt, he wasn't even in the frame. It took him 3 seconds just to get into the frame. That was an easy double play. And then obviously the very next guy misjudges, you know, could have ended the game there. I mean, to bounce it off your shoulder, that's going to hurt more ways than one.
There's misjudging and then there's misjudging. Getting wounded by a line drive is really misjudging. That's really misjudging. I don't know if he lost the ball somehow. I don't. It's hard to know. Hard to know. Maybe, you know, the ball was hit hard. You know, maybe it had some spin on it. Maybe it had some tail on it. Maybe it was working away from. I don't really know. It's hard. That's hard to judge without having been right in his position. But it didn't look good. I mean, you know, maybe he needs glasses, but he when we talk about misplaying balls, you don't see a lot of guys misplay balls that they get wounded on.
Yeah, and then it goes to the wall, basically.
Then it goes to the wall.
I mean, it looked like two line drives. There was the first, and then there was the second line drive off of his shoulder. I mean, that thing popped.
Yeah.
You know, his shoulder's got some real power there.
I thought it hit his glove first, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I thought it hit his head at first. I thought he pulled a Jose Canseco, but I think it when I saw the replay, it was shoulder shot. But, I mean, those announcers,
hit his shoulder, but I also thought it nicked his glove, maybe deflected into his shoulder.
Yeah, and you could tell those announcers were trying not to crush the shortstop, but you could also tell they were in disbelief. Like, they were traumatized by his decision. Wow. Yeah. But, oh, well. I'm pulling for Coastal, man. I do have a funny story about Coastal Carolina. I've been on their campus many times, but I'll save that. But so I'm pulling for the Chanticleers, as their manager said. But Walt, the football talk, I love it.
You would have to say, wouldn't you, that Coastal, first of all, Coastal's been really good all year. They're a great defensive team. They're a great pitching team. The only question about Coastal has been the talent of the lineup from an offensive standpoint. But, you know, you would have to say that things are shaping up nicely for them in terms of who's been bounced and who's still in and everything else. You know, it's shaped up about as well as it could have, I think, for Coastal.
Yeah, and they've got such pitching. I mean, they've never had to interrupt their pitching rotation because they just win every game.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's a great strategy. You know, the on the football side, man, one of the things I'm really fired up about with Clemson's defense is I love the depth of some of these younger guys in the defensive tackle rotation, and I'm just hoping they stay healthy because – and the other thing, too, is it seems like the Monte Capehart, nobody ever talks about him, and he's a monster when he's healthy. I know that's a caveat.
I think Capehart is an enormous factor, and that was one of my concerns after last season, whether he would be back. But there were times that he was the best defensive lineman on the team.
Yeah, and I mean, to have the strength and size combination he has, I still remember a highlight where when Clemson was playing Wake Forest, and I think Dusty Dvorak was the color guy, and he was like, you want to know how you deal with the slow mesh? You just grab the center and throw him 3 yards in the backfield and just blow the whole play up, and they were playing replay in Capehart doing that. But guys like Vic Burley, Stephylon Green, even the true freshman Amari Adams. I'm excited because it feels like Clemson Adams has lacked that defensive tackle depth for a couple of seasons, much less on the front line. So I'm excited about that whole
Game was it? I'm trying to remember now. It'll come to me. But there was a game where Capehart got dominated on one play, and then the ensuing – the ensuing two plays, he got so PO'd, he just destroyed the next two plays. I'll have to think of it.
Was that Georgia? He had a couple of big plays against Georgia.
I don't think it was Georgia.
Where he got into the backfield.
I don't think it was
in that first half before things just fell apart.
I got to think about it. But, I distinctly remember the sequence in that he got whooped on the first play, and then the second two plays – He made them pay for the first down fail.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just really excited about the depth of the, and I'll give our friends in Columbia a tip of the cap. What made their defense so good in a huge way last year was they had cultivated depth along their defensive line, and I think we're going to see a similar situation at Clemson with some of these younger players getting into the rotation too.
Yeah, no, look, depth on the defensive line, as long as I've been in radio, I've said you need 8 to 10 quality defensive linemen who can play. That's essential. And, look, if you want to point to an issue, a possible issue for Clemson, maybe the issue is still defensive end depth. We don't know that yet.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, just maybe sometime I'd love to get your thoughts. What do you think? How do you think Tom Allen, what's the best case scenario for a player like Shaq Lawson and then the transfer Jeremiah Alexander?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely, Jason. Thank you, Jason. Good speaking to you. I think we lost Michael from Anderson. Michael, you get back in too. Seminole Ted, you'll be up first. Look, I think that in terms of, I'll tell you what, we're late for a break. We'll adjust on the other side. Quick break.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades? And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Want to win the game? Put in your best players. The Trammell & Mills Law Firm hits the field running all the way to the end zone. If you've been in a wreck, gotten hurt at work, or suffered nursing home abuse, you want these guys on your team. They're local, they're experienced, and they're hungry for victory. They want to get you the money you deserve when fighting insurance companies. Call 485-8585 or go to TrammellandMills.com. The Trammell & Mills Law Firm, ready to win your game.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Rooster's Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Rooster's Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait? Get your summer haircut at Rooster's Grooming. Make an appointment today by calling 864-884-8920. Rooster's Grooming, where style meets tradition.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you need more people. Obviously, that's a good thing because the business is growing. But when someone comes to work for you, what do you hear from them about their work experience?
We're looking for team members who like to work outdoors and enjoy the culture of do the right thing. We're a company that's going to do right things for our employees, and then our employees do right things for the client and the community.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website davisservicesinc.com today.
Don't miss out on the action. Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and right here in your community. Learn new skills in a clean, high-tech manufacturing environment with many exciting benefits and campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Hey, Green Gobbler here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Gobbler, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove.
All I think about when I hear the song now is the song is the backdrop for the greatest sports, pro sports hype video in history. Hockey Night in Canada, what they did for the Stanley Cup, that was, I forget what year that was. It was like, I don't know, 6-7 years ago now. I retweeted that again the other day. It got lost in the start of the hockey game, but that's the greatest. That video is so friggin' amazing. I mean, it shows all the great players from the history and the insane physicality of the game and everything else. It's just beyond. And that music, Bob O'Reilly, is the backdrop to it all. It's awesome. Absolutely incredible. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. Mike and Anderson, I believe we lost Mike, so we'll go to Seminole Ted. Seminole Ted, how are you, Ted? Good to have you.
You know, I'm happy. The Braves have actually been playing better as of late. You know, at no expense to the Mets, of course. You know, we'll take that as a icing on the cake. Dominant pitching for the Braves the last two nights. You know, you look at what Sale did last night, 116 pitches. I'm honestly surprised they trucked him out there for the ninth inning, but I think he wanted to give it a go, and when he gave up that soft hit, that was it. But I tell you, with the base running errors that the Mets have had, that definitely helped the Braves out too, and we'll take those every chance we can get. You know, the Braves don't have to go on a long winning streak, Walt. All they have to do is keep winning series, and at the end of the season, we're going to be in the mix. I'd like to see them get a couple of deep bullpen arms before the trade deadline, and maybe bring in another bat. I'm kind of torn with Profar because he's not eligible for the postseason this year. I am not opposed to them trading him if they could get a couple of good arms.
I wouldn't do that. Not me. I'm 100% keeping him. I think we ought to be cautious about now thinking the Braves are suddenly going to go on some magical run and be at something different, completely different than they've been. I'm not there yet. I'm not sure that there's going to be a postseason for Atlanta this year. So I don't know that Profar's status for the postseason is going to be all that important. I'm not anywhere near there. The Braves have to play a lot better for a long period of time, not just a few games. I'm not anywhere near that point yet with Atlanta thinking that. I am actually thinking ahead to next year, and I am looking at what I think is going to be a contending team when they're completely well. And that's why I've said for weeks now that I would not deal Sale, I would not deal anybody, that I would run this back with Profar and Acuna as my corner outfielders next year and expect a better year out of Michael Harris, because Harris is not going to hit 230 for a whole season, and he may not hit 230 for this whole season. I mean, I just think the Braves have had a number of guys who are sort of having historically bad seasons in the same year. I think a big part of that was not having Acuna and Profar as part of that lineup. I think it damaged the whole lineup. So I understand what you're saying, Ted. I don't think great things are in store for Atlanta the rest of this season. But I do think that great things could be in store for them next year, and that's why I've been against the selling of Sale and against any sort of notion of any sell-off, because I've believed when we come back next year and do this all over again, the Braves are going to be one of the Vegas picks, probably the second runner-up pick to the Dodgers in the National League. And so,
that's fair.
You know, I think that if you come back next year, you know, think about the outfields you've had to play with, all right, most of the season, all right? And with all due respect to Eli White and other people have contributed, because he's played pretty well, and he's given Atlanta something that they desperately needed, because there were these massive holes in the corner outfield. But you look at the outfield that Atlanta has trotted out there. Michael Harris having the worst year of his pro career, and then two corner outfielders who are, you know, I mean, I think Eli White's career average is 227 or something like that. And then, you know, you were playing Kelnick, and that was your starting outfield, you know. And that's just when Harris is hitting 200 and that's your starting outfield, you're in big, big trouble. You come back next year, Michael Harris is more like Michael Harris, and your corner outfielders are now Acuna and Profar for a whole season. That is a completely different baseball team. Completely different. And I think the whole lineup is different, because you've been in search for a number two hole hitter all year. I think if you had Acuna and Profar, you know, whether Acuna is one and Profar is two, whatever, I think that solves the lineup thing, you know. And you could have a lineup that has, you know, Acuna one, Profar two, or vice versa, three, Ozuna, and then four, you know, Austin Riley, and five, Matt Olson. And now, you know, down at the bottom of your lineup, now you have, you know, now you have Albies and Harris, and the whole lineup is dramatically different than it was this season, you know. So
I really like Harris hitting in the eight hole. I think that he's a really good fit there, more so especially than at the top of the lineup. And I think that one thing that's going to change this team a little more as the season progresses is once Acuna starts really swiping bases, because he stole his first base against Colorado, and I think every team knows he's not really running right now, but when he starts running a little more, I think that's going to open up some things as well, because they're going to have to count for him running, and I think that's going to happen more as the season progresses.
See, I'm not 100%. Yeah, thank you, Ted. I'm not 100% sure you see more Acuna running until next year. I think the Braves are going to slow play that, especially, you know, if you're not in the heat of contention. You know, why would you have Acuna out there risking additional injury? I think you slow play that situation. I don't think you're going to see any sort of reckless Acuna pursuits on the base pass. You know, he's not going after any record. So I would be cautious about that. When I think about what this team could look like next year, I mean, again, I'm not saying they're out of anything this year. It's still a long season. I'm not saying they're out of anything. And I don't think they should look at it like they are. But I also think that, you know, this few sample game size, I don't think that's a statement that, well, Atlanta's back and now they're going to do nothing but winning. I think this season is still going to be a bit of a struggle. We'll see. But I believe fully that if you come back next season with a pitching staff that has Sale, Strider, Schwellenbach, all the S's, that has all the S's, and then you have talented guys on top of that, but as starting pitchers, that's a trio that's hard to match. I mean, I think Schwellenbach is terrific. I think that's a trio that's really hard to match. I mean, look, Spencer Strider is probably number three in those pitchers, at least the Spencer Strider we're watching now. You know, and then if you have Acuna and Profar back, then I think your lineup is completely different. The Braves haven't hit all year. But just having Acuna's presence back, I think, has changed Atlanta for the better. Not just because of his own brilliance. I think he helps to make other people better. And I think he takes pressure off of some of those other people, too. And I think Profar, to a lesser extent, can do some of the same things. I mean, so, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about the Braves next year, regardless of how this season plays out. And I don't think you're cashing in your chips on this season either. You know, let's see what the Braves do before the deadline. But I think you have it from the top of the hierarchy now in Anthopolis that there's not going to be any sell-off, that's not what the Braves are doing. I didn't think there would be, because I think the Braves imagine themselves to be World Series contenders. And I think when I say imagine themselves, I don't mean in terms of fantasy. I mean that's how they think of themselves. And I would expect, that to continue. Again, you got a lot of guys under contract. This is a team that is way better than they've played this year. And when everybody's healthy, this team is a legit threat to win a World Series. They just are. You get in playoff baseball. If the Braves have their whole lineup and you get in playoff baseball with a healthy Sale and Schwellenbach and Strider, that's a team that's going to be hard to beat. Very hard to beat. So that's why you don't cash in everything and give up on this year and this team and then more importantly next year by moving pieces. You know, so I just don't think so. I mean, look, Sale was the best left-handed pitcher. First of all, he's the best pitcher in the National League last year. He's still the best left-handed pitcher in the National League. And, you know, again, last night he was unhittable. Did the Mets barrel up a single ball? I don't know. They had some bloopers, and I mean, they might have strung together, I don't know, seven hits or something. But I don't remember anything being hard hit. Now, I don't know. Maybe McNeil had barreled up a single or something. But for the most part, all I remember was soft contact, and that's what Sale gives you. I mean, when Sale is right, he's filthy, absolutely filthy, and he's right again. So, you know, he's, I'm just, I'm not dealing him. I mean, again, the Braves had Max Fried and, you know, sort of let him walk. And he may be the leading candidate for the Cy Young in the American League. He's certainly in the picture for that. So you're going to let another lefty go? No. I think that ship has sailed. I think with Anthopoulos' statement, you now know the truth of that. It's the same truth that we've been saying for the last several weeks here, that the Braves are not going to sell. They believe themselves a World Series contender and that this has just been an unlucky year. And I think that's the case. And I think their play of late further points to how unlucky a year it was prior to this. The Braves are playing better baseball. And that's why, again, given the fact that you're only 70 games in, you still have the vast majority of the season left to play, you still have 90 games or so left to play, you keep playing. You keep playing. You know, the Mets are playing. First of all, things can happen to other teams. You know, the Mets are playing great baseball all season long. You know, they hadn't lost a single series. Now they've lost five straight, and they've got some significant injury issues to their starting pitching. I mean, they're playing their third string third baseman. The other two guys are both out. You know, so you don't know what's going to happen to anybody else. You just don't. That's why you keep playing. It's still a long, long season. You don't know what other injuries the Mets or the Phillies or anybody else will incur. You know, you look at it like you've had your share, and so you keep playing. And I think that's been the Braves' intent all along, and now they're playing a little better baseball, without question. They're playing better baseball. And, you know, their pitching looks like it's starting to come together. You know, we'll find out about Strider tonight. Strider comes off his best performance, striking out 13. He had some of his velo back. He was throwing 97. He hit 97. So I think he's feeling pretty good coming into tonight, and the Mets aren't hitting right now. And so we'll see about that. Now, you know, the one problem there is that Strider's history against the Mets is not good. He has an ERA of over 7 against New York, and that's not good. The Mets are the one team in Major League Baseball that's just raked him. But we'll see. I mean, hey, Atlanta had hit David Peterson until the other night. And Atlanta didn't hit David Peterson at all the other night. So, you know, it's a different year and a different time and different players. So we'll see how it all plays out. All right, quick break. More college football talk coming your way next. Waltip Tula Road Rage.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
I love learning, especially when it comes to learning more about my health and how to improve this lifestyle journey that we're on. Something I learned this week is that PhD weight loss clients often lose 25 to 30% of their body weight. And more importantly, they keep it off with the unique lifestyle integration phase that PhD weight loss provides. The real kicker is that PhD helps you do it with no side effects, no long-term risk, no major muscle loss, and no rebound weight gain when you stop. Just natural, lasting results. Learn how you can take back the keys to weight loss and a better lifestyle and begin with the free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment being offered right now at PhD Weight Loss. Give them a call in the Greenville office at 864 844-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code REDEEM to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code REDEEM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code REDEEM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today, and let's build dreams together.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Summer's right around the corner. Are you going to spend it on that same old dingy deck or dock? No, you're not, because you're the boss of you, and you put it off too long. Whether you're a contractor or building it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials and expertise for any outdoor living project, especially yours. From Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, it's all here. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Waltham Tulip Road Rage, we are back. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Let's see. I'm seeing something that's different from what I saw earlier today. So now I have to check something else. Hey, Ramon, did you hear the did you hear the Green Gobbler commercial a little bit ago?
Oh, yeah, I've heard it before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. It says, if you're spitting, you're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste, then you need, you know, Green Gobbler. You know, I've used that Green Gobbler stuff. That works. I have some numbers later that I want to share regarding basketball recruiting, and NIL, because I found. Let me see if I can pull this up. I found this deal on Sports Grid, and of course, this didn't forward. I don't know what happens. Most of the time, it does. It didn't. In any case, I was curious because it listed the NIL money that had been paid for a number of players around the country. And in terms of college basketball, all right, I don't know where they got these figures from. I have no idea as to the accuracy, but I thought that the numbers were interesting in terms of payouts. I also thought it was interesting to see that that there were smaller schools who were involved in the NIL recruiting. We think it's all bigger schools. And I don't have any scientific way to judge this because I did not go back through all of these players and check every single one for how much and add it all together to see what the total cost was. Tariel Chiala will get to you in a second. But just sort of strolling through the rankings, they ranked the top 75 players in terms of NIL money that they had been paid. Just scrolling through the rankings, it appeared to me that St. John's, Texas Tech, Louisville, Illinois, Indiana, those were some of the schools that seemed to have put the most money out in terms of basketball transfer portal. The other thing that I thought was of note was that Nick Davidson, the Clemson commit, was listed as number 30 on this list in terms of NIL payment. It started out listing the money, like, for example, at number 14, that was Josh Dix. He was paid $1.5 million, allegedly paid $1.5 million. He was number 14. So Nick Davidson was at 30. So I don't know what Nick was paid, but according, because again, it stopped listing the dollar figures after like 25. And I was most interested to see where Nick Davidson was and where some of these other ACC guys were. Louisville paid a lot of guys a lot of money. So Louisville's going for it. St. John's paid everybody. St. John's went all in. So did Texas Tech. So did Illinois. But Nick Davidson at 30. And then a couple others of note before I get to Chad. Isaac McNeely was 32. Again, several of those other Louisville transfer portal players, acquisitions, were paid more than this. Louisville had three or four of the top 30. Malik Ewan, the former Florida State player, he's at 45 on this list. He went to Arizona. Chucky Hepburn, this is what I find interesting. Chucky Hepburn, the star point guard, is listed at 52. And there are a whole bunch of Louisville players listed before him. I find that interesting. Elliot Cadeau, who Chad remembers fondly, will be the new Michigan point guard. He was listed at 54 on the money trail. Nigel Pack, the former Miami point guard, 55. Jalen Lowe, the former Pitt point guard, 69. He's at Kentucky now, where hopefully he'll improve his 36% field goal percentage shooting. Tar Heel Chad. Chad, how are you, Chad? Good to have you.
Hey, it's interesting you brought this up, and because I was kind of calling about this, because Jeff Goodman has been reporting the UNC was $14 million on the transfer stuff and number two behind Kentucky, which I find to be odd, because if we spent $14 million on the roster that we spent $14 million on, it's going to be a long year for Bubba and Hubert, because anything outside of, you know, winning a ton of games and going deep in the tournament, probably not going to bode well for the current staff. So it's hard, you know, again, I don't know what the true numbers are, but I know Goodman's talked about it a few times where I think Kentucky was 20-plus million, UNC was like 14, which – I think, is there 12 scholarship players, Walt, or more?
It's,
is it 14?
Yeah, it's more now. Yeah. So you're saying that they're still saying you're second?
Well, I mean, he said we were $14 million on the roster, and that's like double maybe even more than that than what it has been in
maybe
the past.
Look, there, obviously, some of the North Carolina players were listed on this list of 75. Again, this is from Sports Grid. I don't have them in front of me right at the moment. I just jotted some of it down. And maybe there were more North Carolina guys and more money than I thought. I was just... this wasn't scientific. I just jotted some of the teams down that I kept seeing the same guys for particular teams over and over.
I'm just saying, I was just really making the point, you know, if you're going to spend that much money, it's a pretty big year in the athletic department when you got Belichick and that spend, and then you got Hubert. You know what I mean? It's a big year on that front. So, next question. We've talked about a little of the UNC football stuff. The guy, the freshman that UNC brought in, do you know much about him on the quarterback side?
I'm sure I've watched his film at some point, Chad, but I watched film of a million different players, and I just don't recall.
Because a lot of the guys that my buddies that are UNC guys are trying to, you know, convince me we were going to beat TCU in the first game. And what I've tried to tell them is TCU actually has an offense.
Yeah. And a star quarterback in Hoover. And now he did lose his top two receivers, but you know, they've replaced some of that. So we'll see. So I don't know. I'll have to watch his film though, Chad, on that front, but
yeah, I'm just kind of curious.
You're going to be at a disadvantage at that position in the game against TCU, without question. You're going to be at a disadvantage.
What if we brought back Brady?
Even if you brought back who?
Brady, Tom Brady.
Brought back? Yeah, maybe. No, then you'd have the edge. But as of now. You're going to be at a distinct disadvantage in that regard. Look, you're one of the more interesting teams in America. I mean, if I was to make a list of like the most interesting teams in America this year for college football, you would be way up there on that list. Like probably top three or four, because there's just no way of knowing. You know, I mean, you've brought in a ton of players. I mean, you've hammered the transfer portal. You've brought in some good athletes defensively. You brought in guys on both sides of the ball. I mean, how many transfer portal additions do you have?
A bunch.
Yeah, I mean, what, like 20?
That's a bunch.
You know, and
yeah, it's a lot. It's hard to keep up with.
Yeah, and look, I think you've done a pretty good job in that regard. And again, listen. Like, dislike Belichick, whatever, the one thing that I think is a given, I think he's the greatest defensive mind in the history of the sport of football at any level, period. I don't even think anybody's close. I mean, honestly, the closest people to him might be people who were his chosen assistants, like Nick Saban. But I think Belichick's the greatest defensive mind in the history of football, and I think that translates. I think that part of it translates. Now, again, you're still starting over with a whole bunch of new players and new parts from all over the place, and you got to blend it all together. There's still work to be done. You know, the bigger question is the other side of the football in terms of what is your offense going to look like, because I think that's almost a complete mystery.
Yeah. Last question on the hockey front with Florida. I mean, I know they may lose. I think I saw one or two. I mean, but there's a good chance.
Yeah.
They could run a couple more out, don't you think?
Yeah. When you first started saying that, Chad, I was actually going to just instantly say yes. I was actually just going to.
Okay.
I had a guess where you were going with that, and I mean, I won't be going against them. I just I'm assuming they're going to keep Sam Bennett, and that'll be key. But yeah, until somebody proves otherwise, now they're the team to beat. They're the team to beat.
I
next
mean,
year.
Honestly, I thought Edmonton and both of them were. I mean, obviously they played in the championship. Were clearly the two best teams.
Yep.
But what Florida did to Edmonton in this series, I mean, didn't you pick Edmonton?
I did.
Edmonton would win?
I thought it was a revenge spot for Edmonton from a year ago after it went seven games, and I thought that mental edge would give Edmonton an edge, and I thought they'd win in seven. But honestly,
Florida just can skate, physical. It's pretty fun to watch. It's not great to play against, I'm assuming.
Well, you know, they're a great forechecking team. I've said before they remind me a little bit of the old New York Islanders who won four straight Stanley Cups for that ability. They obviously have great goaltending. They skate better than people think. So, you know, there's that element. You know, the Bennetts of the world give them that. And then the Marchand addition, I didn't value the Marchand addition properly, I don't think. 37-year-old waiver wire guy, and he turns out to be, I think, the key of the whole series. So, you know, they're in the hunt for dynasty talk without question. I mean, I don't think you get there after two in a row, but I do think once you win three in a row, if you win three in a row, then I think that talk becomes fair. And they may well be headed there.
Yeah, the poor Carolina Hurricanes, who are solid. They're not getting past those guys unless something changes drastically. So have a good weekend, man.
Thanks, Jed. You too. Yeah, look, Florida has been dominant now for 3 years. They've won the last two Stanley Cups, and they were more convincing in their win this year than they were last year. So it bodes well for them. I would imagine you want to keep that team intact, and I think they're going to do everything they can to do so. And if you run it back next year, listen, had this thing gone seven and had it been really close, I guess my problem is I don't think it was close. I mean, I thought that, you know, sort of after game one, which Edmonton sort of controlled the shots in game one. I mean, maybe it was like 43-29 or something. I thought game one Edmonton controlled. I thought after that it was really all Florida. Even when Edmonton won game four after being down 3-0, it still felt like sort of lucky. I don't know. I thought Florida dominated the play for most of the series. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your